Turns out Melissa Joan Hart was in Nashville the other day. Dean?
Yes. She lives there and was going to a parent-teacher conference at a different school than the Covenant School where the shooting actually took place. But it's right next to the school. So she said that while she was driving there, she saw little kindergarten kids trying to cross a major highway all by themselves. So she and her husband get out of the car. They help the kids to cross the area, get away from the Covenant School where the school shooting is taking place, help parents reunite with their kids. What is really kind of creepy and weird is that she used to live in Connecticut, and her kid's school was close to the Sandy Hook shooting that took place 10 years ago. So kind of deja vu for Melissa Joan Hart.
It's getting so a lot of people, too many people have connections, personal connections to these mass shootings. Let's talk a little bit about the Jeff Awards for local theater.
Yeah, these are the, I guess you would say the Tony Awards for Chicago Theater, the 49th annual Joseph Jefferson Awards. And the big winner the other night was Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street, that was put on by Kokandi Productions. They actually won six awards, the most of any production for the night. They won Best Musical or Review, Best Musical Direction. They took Best Principal Performer, Best Supporting Performer, among others. On the dramatic side, the Invictus Theater Company took home five awards for their Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf. That's the production that our own Jim Toronto starred in. He was nominated and unfortunately did not win, but the production did take home five awards: Best Production Play, Best Director, Best Supporting Performer, Best Scenic Design Awards. A good night for that production. For individual performers in a play from the Invictus Theater, Takesha Yelton Hunter won Best Performer in a role. They don't give out gender-specific roles, so there's not actor and actress, just performer in a principal role. Two winners, Takesha and also Ana Santos Sanchez from the Aguican Theater Company. Best Performer in a Musical, both from Sweeney Todd, the big winner of the night. Caitlin Jackson won, and also Kevin Webb. So congrats to them. If you go to Joseph Jefferson Awards website, you can see the entire list of all the local theater companies that wound up taking home some trophies.
What is the latest on Jeremy Renner's recovery and comeback?
Apparently, he's doing pretty well. He announced that he is going to be making his first public appearance since the terrible snowplow accident that took place on New Year's. He'll be attending the Los Angeles premiere of his new Disney Plus show called Renervations that will be on April the 11th. They also just announced that he's going to be doing a one-hour sit-down interview with Diane Sawyer, explaining, you know, everything that happens. This will be his first full interview talking about everything that went place. But among the things that are revealed in this interview, you know, we talked about how he had broken 30 bones when he was crushed by that snowplow when he was trying to clear the way. But he discloses that he broke 8 ribs in 14 places, just to give you an idea of the extent of his injuries. But there's some photos, I guess, from the interview, and he looks great. He looks just like he always did. So, winding up to be a good conclusion to this horrible story.
The guy's a walking miracle, isn't he?
He is. He's, he played a superhero before, but turns out in real life he really is one.
Yeah, no kidding. How much would you pay for gum that came out of the mouth of Robert Downey Jr.? Dean Richards has the answer to that question.
That is a question the words I never thought would be uttered on WGN ever. But, right now no one is willing to pay for this. What happened was, John Favreau, who is a very good friend of Robert Downey Jr., got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. You know, they have always have the big ceremonies when that happened. And Robert Downey Jr. was there, and he spoke introducing his friend before they revealed the star. And Robert Downey Jr. said that he wanted to be the first one to put gum on his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. So he took the gum that was in his mouth. It took it out and squished it on the star, which was already embedded in the sidewalk. Some entrepreneur came by, scraped off the chewed up gum that was on the sidewalk already, and now has placed it on eBay. He is requesting a starting price of $40,000 for it. So far, there have been no takers. But the seller is saying, if you would like to do a DNA test to prove that it's really Robert Downey Jr.'s chewing gum with his own very personal saliva on it, you are more than welcome to run tests on the whole thing. Got to hurry, though, because it's going to go off of auction, ironically, on April Fool's Day.
Remember when we used to refer to ABC gum, right? Already been chewed.
Already been chewed, right?
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get this Curb Your Enthusiasm rumor out there. Is it a rumor or is it true?
Yeah, I don't know. It sounds like there might be a little grain of truth to all of this. One of the producers of Curb Your Enthusiasm posted yesterday that they had filmed the final episode for his words, quote, the final season. And then once that blew up on social media, the tweet was immediately taken down. So that's not there anymore. But Richard Lewis, who has been a Curb Your Enthusiasm regular through the years, also posted something saying how weird it was that they did the final scene of the final season of Curb Your Enthusiasm, and goes on to talk about what a genius his pal Larry David is. So, you know, there have been two independent, kind of hints that the 12th season of Curb Your Enthusiasm could wind up being its final season. HBO has not commented. Larry David has not commented. But all these little blabbermouths on social media keep accidentally dropping clues on this.
But they're done with the season.
With the 12th season.
We don't know when it's going to be on, do
we? Right. No, they haven't said when this 12th season that they've just completed, when it will be on or what it will include. And Larry David is sort of famous for not saying if there's going to be another season or not until the very last minute. So, yeah. So far, it's only, as you said, it's just the rumors.
Now for the new streaming shows. What's on your list, Dean?
Yeah, a lot of people already have clicked into what is the actual final season for Succession. Fourth and final season dropped this past Sunday. You can watch that on HBO Max. It's breaking all kinds of records, viewer records on HBO. Everybody's going to check it out. Over on Hulu, there is a new limited series that is another adaptation of Dickens' classic Great Expectations, starring Oscar winner Olivia Colman. There is a series that's called The Power, in which teenage girls suddenly develop the ability to shoot electricity out of their fingers. Imagine if that were real, and your teenage daughters out there, every time they got mad, were able to shoot electricity out of their fingers. Kind of world we'd be living in. Toni Collette, John Leguizamo co-starring in this. It's on Amazon Prime starting on Friday. Rob Lowe's got a new series. It's called Unstable, in which he plays a tech genius fighting to keep control of his company. That's going to be on Netflix. Season two of the kid doctor comedy, Doogie Kama Aloha, is on Disney Plus right now. Adam Sandler and Jennifer Aniston have a new comedy that's on Netflix called Murder Mystery 2, about a crime-solving couple investigating a murder at a wedding that took place. You'll be able to watch that starting on Friday. Also starting on Friday on Apple TV Plus, this movie Tetris that I was talking about yesterday with Taron Egerton about the creation of the famous home video game that was developed in Russia, trying to get the game out of the country. A couple of interesting documentaries that are out this week, too. One is called Emergency NYC. Really interesting. I watched quite a bit of this, in which camera crews follow first responders for one night in the Big Apple. And, you know, if you didn't have enough respect for first responders, you sure will when you get done watching this. It is on Netflix. And my pick of the week, this is my obscure pick of the week. It's a documentary that's called Aha! The Movie, which takes a deep dive into the pop trio that gave us the 1985 hit song Take On Me. It talks about the group's instant success with that song and how they've maintained it, the fights that have gone on in the band. It's an 80s nerd's dream. Aha! The Movie is running right now on Amazon Prime Video.
80s nerd's dream. Higher praise than that you're not going to get.
I know.
Tell us about what you're cooking for Lent on WGN TV today.
Yeah, I've been trying to do some meatless recipes for the Lenten period. I wanted to come up with something other than fish, other than, you know, the things that we do all the time, but still something kind of easy. It also has to be super delicious. And I think I came up with one today, which is a vegan version of stuffed peppers and stuffed tomatoes. I make a pretty good stuffed peppers, but usually when I make it, it has ground beef in it or ground lamb, something like that. But the one that I'm making today is rice, or you can substitute some other grain if you'd like. I've also done it with farro, which is also very good. But today I'm doing it with rice. I'm doing it with pine nuts and raisins, chopped kale. Dave Ennett would be happy about that. I'm sneaking some kale in this. I got some fresh parsley, and the magic ingredient in this one is fresh mint, which just absolutely makes the whole recipe. And I'll show you how easy it is to put together. You know, you do have to cut the peppers open. You have to hollow them out. There's always that good knife injury risk that we like so much. Come for the recipes, stay and see if Dean's going to cut a finger off today. So today could be the day.
Yeah, that's why we'll be watching a little more than an hour from now on WGN TV. Thank you, Dean. We'll talk tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.